This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. We've seen so many things coming to pass, what the Lord has told us that we would see before his second coming, in the time of the end of the age. His followers had asked him, what would it be like? How would we know? What would the signs be? And when would these things take place? And Jesus answered those questions, and it's recorded in the Bible, the New Testament, Matthew chapter 24, and Luke chapter 17, and Luke 21, and Mark chapter 13 specifically. Read it. It's a complete outline what it would be like. It's an interesting thing that when Jesus talked about that and answered that question, the preceding chapter in Matthew 23, Jesus had just walked through the scene of the religious system in that day. The Pharisees and the scribes, the chief priests, the elders, very elaborate religious system. They had the scripture. They believed in God. They believed in the Messiah. And yet they didn't recognize the times. They didn't recognize the sign of the times. And when Jesus Christ fulfilled to the very day his arrival upon the times in Israel and Judah, they weren't looking for him. They weren't expecting him. But they had it all together in the religious system. And Jesus was really angry. Angry! Because the religious system, for the most part, was hurting people, holding them in bondage, not setting them free, not giving them life, but giving them a bunch of traditions, empty words. And these priests and these teachers called rabbi, rabbi. And people looked to the rabbi. They didn't look to God. They missed the day of their visitation. It's important that we talk about this because what happened there was written so we'd learn not to do the same things, but it hasn't come to pass for the most part. Many of us have had to come to the recognition that God's called us out. That's what church means, ecclesia, called out, to be pure unto him, separate, holy, because God is separate and holy. Jesus was so angry. Called them hypocrites, actors, stage players, making a racket with the holy things of God, hurting people. Elaborate teachings, putting people in bondage, but yet the leaders wouldn't do them themselves, not with a single finger. What was important to them is what they looked like. They wore these bizarre clothing, special robes, phylacteries. Jesus called them, you hypocrites, phonies, brood of vipers and snakes. Interesting. Snakes are dangerous. They bite you. They can be poisonous. And that's what Jesus likened that whole religious system. We don't want to be like that. Glorying in titles, being elevated on a pedestal instead of serving people, instead of blessing and humble and meek, caring for the needs of people. God had spoken through the prophets of old, the shepherds, the false shepherds, that took the best for themselves, didn't heal the sheep, fed themselves, denied the needs of the broken. And the sheep had wandered away. The Lord cares for sheep, cares for people. And a true leader will care for people. But this chapter, Matthew 23, just before this outline of what the second coming period would look like, what it would be about, what the atmosphere would be like, he's rebuking a religious system, wanting the chief place, wanting the chief honor, wanting the best, wanting to be exalted, wanting to be praised by man rather than God. Whitewashed sepulchers, whitewashed polished mausoleums, engraved, beautiful, but on the inside, dead men's bones, corrupt, decayed, vile stench. That's what Jesus likened it to. No life, no power, no use. Jesus had enough with it. And the amazing thing is one of his disciples said to him, Master, look at the stones. Look at the beauty of the temple. As if that meant anything to the Lord after what he just discussed. Jesus said, not one stone will be laid upon another that shall not be thrown down. It's quite a stunning statement by the Lord. Well, when would that be? When will the end of the age be and the sign of your coming? And the Lord went into a very detailed dissertation. You should read it with a prayerful heart. And prepare for what Jesus is about to say. He said the first thing was deception. Beware, take heed of yourself that you're not deceived. An environment of nation against nation, which is ethnos against ethnos, ethnic peoples, cultures, clashing. And kingdom against kingdom. And wars and rumors of war. But he said the end's not yet. These are just the beginnings of sorrows. There'll be great earthquakes and pestilence and famine. And they will persecute you. And many will give up and people will be betrayed because of the fear, the environment, the tumultuous environment of all this going on. And look at what we see going on right now. It's unprecedented. False religious system working with the government, just like it did in Acts chapter 4. Where Herod and Pilate were in Israel governing. And you had the religious system in cahoots working together to execute Jesus, to lie against him, falsely accuse him. Jesus is a peaceful man, the Son of God, righteous, healing people, miracles, profound teaching, fulfilling the will of God. And yet they lied. They said he was going to destroy the temple. They misunderstood. They called him a blasphemer. They laid many things. They said he was the Lord of Beelzebub. And if they've said that about Jesus, they're going to lie about you. They're going to lie about all true followers of Jesus Christ. But the false ministers, the false disciples, they'll be the ones throwing stones at you. This is why the Lord wants you to prepare prayerfully, committing yourself deep, deep, deep within your heart. What I want to talk to you today about is what are we to be doing as these judgments come forth? And it's touched upon as Jesus closes the chapter after the great cataclysmic events and the abomination of desolation and the Antichrist, the beast system is here, making desolate the abomination of desolation that takes place in Israel. And God brings great judgment, not seen since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. And then comes the end, the trumpet. The call, where the Lord sends his angels from one end of heaven, from one end of the sky to another, to gather his elect together. He'll be gathering together his sheep, his people, putting them into a barn, but bundling the tares and burning them with fire. What did Jesus say? Prepare yourself. Be encouraged that those days would be shortened, lest No one would live. No one would make it. That's your comfort. It's going to be bad, horrible, terrifying. But the Lord will be your deliverer if you surrender to him and are obedient to him. He says, watch and pray. And he said, to be a faithful steward. What does that mean? Be faithful with the little things that God's called you to do in life. If you can't be faithful in little, how can you do much? Watch, pray, be faithful steward, be mindful of the needs of others, be a servant, looking for your Lord, keep yourself clean, unspotted from the world. See, darkness is coming, great darkness, terrifying darkness. The Lord will be your shield. A light of the glory of the Lord will be upon his people. And this is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise and shine, for thy glory has come and has risen upon thee. For great darkness, gross darkness will be upon the people. But my light, my glory will be upon you and shall be seen upon you. You want to reach people. With the grace of God that God gives you, minister, serve. You want to tell people the truth. But it's important to to consider how to relate to people, because people resist truth. People resist other people. And with the eye of the Lord, with the mind of the Lord, with the heart of the Lord, it's important that you get people to, instead of pushing you away, how to pull you in to hear what you have to say. I want to encourage people to be good listeners. Jesus was this way. When he walked about Israel, he completely discerned and perceived where people were at. Were they interested in God? Were they interested in the truth? Were they servant? Or were they just doing their own thing? Were they lying? Were they just sending off an image? Yes, for the most part. This is why Jesus said, I won't receive honor that comes from man, only the honor that comes from my Father. And he always did the things that were pleasing to him. But this is what Jesus discerned and perceived. And this is what we need to be like. Because we can do nothing without him. Just like Jesus said, I can do nothing without my Father. Discern, perceive where people are at. How much can they hear? The important thing is that we don't speak what we want to speak, but we speak what God wants us to speak. We speak what people need to hear, not what we want them to hear. You'll be much more effective bringing people into the kingdom of God if you learn to be a good listener. Discern, perceive, weigh. Get people to listen to you. Ask the Lord to develop that skill. A lot of people hate religion, just like Jesus did. They hate it. They don't want anything to do with it. They never did. They never walked with God. And here we are in the end of this age. There will be a harvest of people. There will be people that were doing their own life, never wanted anything to do with God, that will turn to the Lord. And God can use you to bring them in, because there will be a harvest of souls. Oh, there'll be a revival, all right. That's not going to be like people think. It's going to be on the outside, in the highways, the byways, in the marketplace, in the parking lot. So speak a word in season to him that's weary. Speak a word of the reason of the hope that lies within you in meekness and respect. Listen to people. Let them express why they don't follow God. And express it back to them, what they're saying. And everyone wants to feel they're understood. Everyone wants to feel that people are listening. And when they feel that you care about them, they're going to be more receptive to the Word of God. Talk about the basics, the cross, the resurrection, the blood of Jesus. And as you do, absolutely be assured the Holy Spirit will be bearing witness with your words, convicting. And you'll watch people turn from stone to putty before the Lord, wanting to be saved, wanting to hear the truth. There will be people coming unto the Lord in these days. I encourage you to make business cards and tracts that have scripture, a message that you have in your heart, a burning message, a simple message that you can distribute. I've seen this in vision, in the highways, as you distribute the Word of God in the marketplace, the power of God, the Word of God will grow and people will be converted, just as it was in the first days of the church. Thousands of people turning unto the Lord in godly sorrow, repentance, believing on Jesus Christ, the one slain from the foundation of the world. May the Lord use you. Be skillful in the Word of the Lord.